It was a farm dinner, but there weren't many guests in jeans. People lined up for drinks and appetizers dressed like they would be for a cocktail party in the city. Next to the restored barn, where farmers George and Sandy Cohn usually sell their fresh produce, guests sampled fresh goat cheese and homemade sausage and waited for bar staff to shake them up a fresh drink.
I'm going to shake it well and break up the raspberries and break up the apricot so it's all that flavor gets into there.
Guests happily sat at a long table set with white tablecloths that wound through the vegetable fields. The staff served wine along with five separate courses of dishes cooked up by Chef Tori Miller of Madison's L'Etoile restaurant. Dragon tongue beans and beets in white balsamic vinegar and wildflower honey were on the menu, as well as pork loin with sweet corn tamales and dark chocolate mole. Chef Tori says he enjoys doing this event not only because it's a creative challenge for him, but also because it encourages the public to question where their food comes from.
It's a question that needs asking, because the more people that ask it, the more restaurants are going to have to start paying attention to where they're getting their food. And I mean, it's a bigger issue, but that's really how we're going to solve our economic issues nationally, is to start locally. The fields kind of literally feed us, and we can literally feed our fields by spending every food dollar we have, or that we can, locally.
The event's founder, Jim Denovan, says that giving people a delicious dinner in a beautiful natural setting is a fun way to honor small farmers. Katie Ausler is director of Outstanding in the Field. She says they think of themselves as ambassadors to local regions.
Our goal really is to bring an awareness to the local community, not only sharing with them what's available, but more importantly, educating them on how they can support those businesses. If that makes sense, we want to place the value upon the product that they're producing.
And George Cohn of West Star Farm explains how he shares the event's commitment to sustainable natural farming.
I've got three little granddaughters that live in this house here, you know, and I guess part of it now is, you know, I want to make sure that we create a healthy food system for them. I believe that we need a healthy food system without chemicals, and I realize that we're only a little small 40-acre farm here, but maybe we can make a little bit of a difference, you know, and get people oriented in this direction.
But these days, sustainable food producers seem to be turning their passion into profit, despite the down economy. Cohn says his farm is doing very good business, and the Organic Trade Association says sales of organic foods grew nearly 16% last year, reaching nearly $23 billion in sales. Outstanding in the Field priced tickets at around $200 apiece, and almost all of the 58 dinners sold out, some in only a few hours. Event organizers hope to tour Europe and Australia next year, and they're looking to hold an extra dinner in Wisconsin as well. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Erin Clune.